The People's Alliance for Gupkar Declaration meets at the PDP President Mehbooba Mufti's residence with senior Kashmiri leaders in attendance. After the Supreme Court pulls up the centre, the government issues guidelines to all banks and financial institutions regarding relief to be given to those who could not pay EMIs up to 2 crores. In a relief to taxpayers on the account of COVID-19, Income Tax Department extends the deadline for the individual assessees to file their returns for the financial year 2019-2020 by a month. The BJP's Bihar poll campaign in charge. The former Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis tests positive for the coronavirus. And after Nitish Kumar lashes out at RJD supporters last week, the JDU chief again loses his cool during a rally. Tells the RJD supporters, "Tumhara ilaaj kar denge." And Kerala beats Maharashtra in the maximum number of daily cases, reporting 8,511 new cases in a day. And it's not just Delhi. Haryana, Rajasthan, UP all facing very poor quality air. Speaking to NDTV, senior officials of the Trump administration say that the United States is watching the India-China standoff in Ladakh closely and want to ensure that the situation does not escalate. Day after the former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti on the 23rd of October gave a call for the rolling back of the constitutional changes enforced on the 5th of August 2019, the People's Alliance for the Gupkar Declaration is holding its next meeting at the Mufti residence. On Thursday, mainstream political parties in Jammu and Kashmir held a meeting. They formed this Gupkar Alliance for the restoration of the special status of the erstwhile state, calling for a dialogue between all stakeholders in the issue.
Unne koshish ki hai ke vatan ko divide karne ki, federal structure ko todne ki, to unse main kehna chahta hu, ye anti-national जमात नहीं है हमारा मकसद है कि जम्मू कश्मीर और लद्दाख के लोगों के जो हकूक हैं वो उन्हें वापस मिलने चाहिए हमारी लड़ाई वहां पर है
The government has delivered a reason to cheer for those who have outstanding loans. The government has issued guidelines to banks to waive compound interest or interest on interest for a 6-month period between March and August 2020 for MSMEs, for education loans, automobile loans, housing loans and even credit card payments due under the 6-month moratorium on repayments announced by the Reserve Bank of India. Now, a significant move, the benefit of the scheme will include those who availed of the moratorium, who partially used the moratorium and those who didn't even avail of the relief.
They will get, if they have not been paying the EMIs, they will get that benefit of those, if the interest on interest that is really going to be a killer for them. So they'll get that relief. The government will pay the banks and the financial institutions which are responsible for giving that loan, and they will service that part of it. For those who have been good and been paying the EMIs, they'll get a cashback, which will be in form of from the government of India, which will go back to service their existing loans. So that's a huge benefit for these people. This is, of course, for a period of 1st March to 31st August.
And that's not all. The deadline for filing returns by individual taxpayers for the financial year 2019-2020 has been extended by a month till the 31st of December. For those taxpayers whose accounts need to be audited, the income tax returns filing deadline has now been extended by 2 months to January 31st, 2021. The government in May had extended the date for filing ITR for the financial year from the 31st of July to November 30th to give compliance relief to taxpayers.